Well, as 2020 becomes 2021, I think collectively, just about everybody listening would agree that we want to see an end to coronavirus sooner rather than later. And while experts are saying that it's probably never going to go away officially forever, like the flu has been around, that maybe there are ways to deal with it that are more efficient or more effective. And there've been a number of things that have happened recently that I think are of note. They're of interest. Something caught my attention. An article in a news magazine of some kind, I'm not sure which one it was I was reading, but it was titled this. It said, study finds UV LED lights kill 99% of coronavirus in 30 seconds. Now, COVID-19 is called COVID-19 because there are many different forms of coronavirus. Let me just read the article, or part of the article, quickly. It says, researchers from Tel Aviv University claim that they found a way to significantly eliminate COVID-19. The new study found that UV LED lights effectively, quickly, and inexpensively kill coronavirus. The promising study was published in November 2020 in an issue of a peer-reviewed journal of photochemistry and photobiology. The study attempted to find the disinfection efficiency of ultraviolet light-emitting diodes irradiation at different wavelengths or frequencies on coronavirus. It's said to be the first of its kind in the world, according to the Jerusalem Post. The research team said that the UV LED lights required less than half a minute to destroy more than 99.9% of the coronaviruses. The researchers set out to discover the optimal wavelength for killing coronavirus and found that a length of 285 nanometers was almost as efficient in disinfecting the virus as a wavelength of 265 nanometers. The cost of 285 nanometer LED bulbs are 30% lower than that of the 265 bulbs, plus they're reportedly more readily available. And the study goes on from there. A lot of that is Greek to me, and it's probably Greek to you. But I know somebody that it's not Greek too, and in a moment I'm going to invite Tom Kerber, a friend, a believer in Christ, a researcher from Hamilton, Ontario, to join us here on MBL, because he's the guy that's going to know something about this. He's been involved in developing light technology and light therapy for years. But first, along these same lines, I want you to listen to this news story out of what was called Eyewitness News Channel 3, I believe in Hartford, Connecticut, but it's out of Connecticut. A story that ran recently about how laser technology was used to treat inflammation in a woman whose lungs were inflamed as a result of coronavirus infection. So let's listen in, and we're going to have Tom join us here in just a moment.
There is new hope for COVID survivors battling chronic health problems, including breathing.
Channel 3 Chief Capital Reporter Susan Raff is joining us right now to share a new treatment that is helping. Susan.
Mark, this is really something. Doctors have been using lasers to treat all sorts of ailments and, in many cases, inflammation. COVID can cause inflammation of the lungs, and those who have been treated with laser therapy tell us it's really helped.
So I had COVID in May on Mother's Day, matter of fact.
Rhonda Wojcicki is a nurse. She was out of work for over 8 weeks.
I had a lot of shortness of breath. Every time I would have a conversation, I would start coughing with wheezing.
She was given inhalers with steroids, but it didn't help. At the same time, she was getting laser treatments to reduce inflammation from a shoulder injury, and her doctor suggested that same therapy for her lungs.
I would say within probably after the second treatment, I definitely noticed that I was not coughing as much at all. After the last two treatments, even my shortness of breath has decreased tremendously.
And how long does it last? And is it painful?
It is not painful at all. It's not painful at all. All I do is I lay down and they put the laser on my lung field right here for 19 and a half minutes.
And in Europe and in other countries, a laser is very much well adopted.
Dr. Scott Sigman is the chief medical officer at OrthoLaser in Massachusetts, where he's using laser therapy to help those with COVID-related breathing problems. Lasers are powerful anti-inflammatories used on shoulders and other parts of the body. Dr. Sigman is the first to treat lung tissue.
The beautiful thing about the laser is that it's completely non-toxic. It's a cold laser. It does not generate heat energy. And so what's also really cool is it's a robot. It's a scanner. It never actually clinically touches the patient.
Rhonda is no longer using inhalers and is feeling better.
There are treatments that might be able to help other people. I mean, I said it's made a definite difference in my life in just the few weeks that I've been doing it.
Ortho Laser recently opened an office here in Connecticut in Southington, and we should also point out that insurance does not cover this treatment. We are told that COVID patients normally need about 10 sessions, and it costs about $70 for each treatment. Susan Raff, Channel 3 Eyewitness News.
All right, so there you have it. I mean, this is exactly what I wanted to talk about today briefly, because obviously, there's many attempts, you know, to develop technologies, medication, or other treatments to deal with all kinds of illnesses and ailments, including coronavirus. Everyone's excited about, you know, the idea that vaccines have arrived. Maybe that's going to help to mitigate some of the problems created by this pandemic. Who knows? But anyway, I happen to be noticing more and more articles about how light is being used to treat this stuff. And Tom Kerber, who's a listener to NBL, he's a believer. He lives in Hamilton, and he's actually an advertising partner with Robbie Raw on The Raw Truth Saturdays on WDCX, has been doing research on light therapy for years. And so, Tom, I want to welcome you to the conversation. Interesting news story we just listened to there, and I don't know if you were able to hear me reading from that article that, you know, later was published in the Jerusalem Post and stuff, but...
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so... I have no idea what a nanometer is, but you do. and I just need to know, Tom, is it true in one sense here that light, certain kind of light, can kill coronavirus? Is that right?
That is correct. So as it turns out, UVC, ultraviolet C, uh-huh. is a wavelength that can kill the virus directly on surfaces, uh-huh. on different things. But you wouldn't shine it on your arm or on your hand because it will damage the DNA on your body. So it's not something that you want to have on your body, but it will disinfect very, very quickly surfaces.
I want to obviously focus mostly on the kind of research you're doing and the kind of things you hope, you know, to be able to develop technologically to deal with all kinds of disease. But just comment, if you don't mind, on that story we just heard about laser technology being used to treat inflammation. Is that legit?
Yes, absolutely. So some of your advertisers, chiropractors, use laser. Dentists are starting to use laser, or some have used it for a very long time. But mm-hmm. laser can reduce inflammation. The cells can take that light. And it's not ultraviolet C light, by the way. It is... a red or near-infrared light that can penetrate into the human body, and the cells can absorb that light and correct the problem of too much inflammation in an area. So it reduces the inflammation. So in the case of COVID, they're using a near-infrared light with 8-10 nanometer. Now, well, you mentioned what's a nanometer. A nanometer is a unit of length, very, very small, mm-hmm. nanometer. So it's extremely small in size.
Right.
And that's what they decide is certain wavelengths or certain wavelengths are measured in these nanometers. Okay, so as it turns out, red, when you see the color of red, on a person's back, let's say you're on the highway and you see a bunch of newer cars, you'll notice some have a little orangey red and some have a deeper cherry red. Those are the newer LED lights that you're seeing, mm-hmm. not the old ones. I'm talking about the newer ones.
Mm-hmm.
The orangey light is more 635 nanometer, and the deeper red is 660 nanometer. It's a little darker cherry red, they call it. And then if you went a little further over, you go to, let's say, something like 850 nanometer or 810 nanometer, it's something your eye can still see, but it's it looks like, oh, there's just some little bit of red dots there on the coming, little bit of red light coming from those LEDs. Our eyes cannot perceive that. God designed our eyes so that they wouldn't be, we wouldn't be seeing that part of the spectrum.
Right.
So if we, our eyes could see it, it would be so bright, you wouldn't believe how bright it would look. But then we wouldn't be able to see the person that we're looking across the room at, because that, or when we're outside, let's say.
Right.
So he decided to design the eyes so that doesn't pick up that near infrared. And the near infrared can't, the benefit of these different wavelengths is they can trigger different things, but as you go to near infrared, the ones that appear darker, mm-hmm. they actually can go deeper into the body than ever before. So the back to the COVID, they're using an 810 nanometer laser coupled with a 950. There's some 950 there, but the base of it is the 810 is actually penetrating totally non-invasively. So in this case, the laser is about a foot and a half away. It's shining on the person's back and on the over the lung. And that light is going into the right through your skin, right through into the lung tissue, and reducing the inflammation.
Okay.
And that's...
All right, so
sorry,
said,
that's a long-winded. Maybe you didn't ask for that. All that
no, that's detail, extremely but. Helpful, Tom, and I appreciate the way you described that. Let me just... ask you in layman's terms. You mentioned non-invasively, so obviously there's no, they don't have to cut you open to have this happen. It's all happening outside your body. But okay, this is me talking in total layman's terms. You remember going camping, you know, when you were a kid and you had a flashlight and you'd put the flashlight up against the palm of your hand, and then your hand
right.
your hand would glow red because you were seeing the blood or whatever. But you were like, wow, I can see this light right through my hand. Okay, so if I'm hearing you correctly, under certain circumstances with certain wavelengths and certain applications, that same kind of thing with the right technology
right.
could be
here.
Used to treat inflammation?
Yes. So back to your flashlight analogy, which we've all done as kids, is the blood is actually not coloring the light. What's happening is all the wavelengths are, like, from the light that comes from a flashlight, which looks white in our eyes,
right.
which is the colors of the rainbow, that's going into your skin. But what's happening is the blue, the green, the yellow, some of the orange, is all disappearing because it's all being absorbed by your skin. And only light that's in the red spectrum is getting through.
Ah.
That's why you're seeing only red through. It's almost like you pick up a red saran wrap. All you're seeing is the red coming through it. You're not seeing the green and blue and all the other colors. And that's why we use red to penetrate really deep. And where there's
Whoa.
Been... yeah, so go ahead. Yeah.
No, I mean, but I was just impressed with myself for coming up with a what I thought was a silly example.
It's a perfect,
it was a perfect example. I can't even believe that. Okay, because I thought you were seeing red because of the blood in your hand. You just explained why the technology you're talking about can penetrate into the body. Wow.
Okay, here's another one that's flipped that I just thought of that most people don't realize. They look at a tree and they say it has green leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the light, the green. They don't have green leaves. It just turns out that all the red and all the blue is absorbed by the leaves for photosynthesis.
Yeah.
And only the green is reflected back.
Wow. Okay. All that in... I wish you were my teacher in science class in eighth grade. That's all I can say, Tom. But now back to what you've been working on, because... here's what I picture whenever you talk to me about these things, and I love talking to you because you've got such a gifted way about you, and God has gifted you to even be curious about these things and to do these studies and to try to develop technology. But I'm seeing a person on a table maybe who's got a inflammation in their body, maybe because of COVID or because of cancer or something else, and they need this inflammation dealt with. And so you bring some kind of a unit over top of them, and it shines light into their body and begins to address the inflammation. that doesn't sound a whole lot different from what we just heard about that laser story. And am I off on that? Or is this the kind of thing
not
you've
at
actually,
all.
This is what you've been working on then?
Yeah. So the difference being is laser has been around for a very long time. And people, although it hasn't, maybe every chiropractor is not using laser, every physiotherapist is not using laser. Unfortunately, they're just not aware of it, or they just decided not to use it, one or the other.
Right.
But it would be such a compliment to their. But laser also has been a very expensive tool because it was developed by a laser. Okay, a laser diodes or laser. Technology. And laser is that thing that James Bond or your laser pointer that you push the button and you got a dot on the wall.
Right.
Okay. In the case of when it comes, and the only reason why laser was using, because there was no such thing as a high-power LED 15 years ago.
Right.
They 20 years ago, I remember that we were still talking about, well, the best an LED can do is have a little illumination light on your stereo. That's as far as we were. It was not conceived. As a matter of fact, anybody who mentioned anything like this was thought of being absolutely stupid or off their rocker. If somebody would mention, hey, maybe this could somehow light up a room someday. And people would laugh, the scientists, others would laugh at it and say, there's no way, you know, I mean, this thing just puts a little dot and tells you that it's green or red that you can, you know. So that has gone from 20 years ago, where 15 years ago I started using high-power LED, blue wavelength 465 nanometer light to cure the white fillings in your teeth. And make them hard because it's not the heat, it's the chemical reaction. So the light goes down, hits the thing, and cures it. So blue light. So blue LEDs were started then, but it was $50 an LED for these high-power LEDs.
Mm-hmm.
So LEDs did not have, outside of for dentistry, that was about the only use for a high-power LED about 15 years ago, or 17 years ago. We started using them for other applications. And now, I mean, you go buy a 100-watt light bulb, but it's no longer a 100-watt light bulb, an incandescent light bulb. It's 3 or 10 little LEDs that light up your bulb. So now we're talking of light being made by LEDs instead of lasers, which can light up an entire stadium, a football stadium. So we've gone from a tiny little indicator light to something that can illuminate the whole football stadium. But better than that, well, maybe not better, but another application is that with the stuff that we've developed, we can use very high power LEDs concentrated to a small area, and that can allow us to provide very high power light that can go into the body and not burn the skin. It's not like the James Bond laser movies where the guy gets cut in half or whatever.
No, that sounds a little scary. Yeah.
So lasers, they call them cold lasers when they started using them because they had to dispel this notion of all the James Bond stories, you know.
Yeah, of it being a weapon, yeah.
Yeah, but and lasers are used in medical still for cauterization, for even dentistry. There's still good uses for laser.
Well, I think they also use it for, for treating so that you don't have to wear eyeglasses anymore. I don't know what
they
call it.
So that's the nice thing about LEDs is that LED is a non-coherent light source, which means coherent means all the light is going in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it ends up at a dot on the wall. And that can be a problem because if that dot ends up focused on the back of your retina, you'll damage your retina.
Right.
When it comes to non-coherent light, which is provided by LEDs, it's out of focus immediately. So there is no hot spots of light that could damage the back of your eyes. So now you can start using a high amount of LED light and don't even have to worry about damaging the eye, although you should, wear some safety stuff so you're not, but it's not like you're if by chance you happen to look at it, it's going to immediately burn out your eyes like it can with lasers. So there's a really high safety margin. So that's what's neat is that where lasers were used, and still as you put this news article on,
right,
is they're still using laser. But I have an LED unit that can fit in your hand that has the same power or more power at a fraction of the cost of these expensive lasers. So now all you have to do is hold this device on the back of the lungs, or let's say if you have arthritis in your knee and you have swelling in your knee, you could just hold it directly on your knee and reduce that inflammation. So hopefully that explains it a little bit.
It sure does. All right, and it gives us a little more understanding of the kind of stuff that you've been working on. But let me ask you this. We're going to take a break. Let me just ask you for a yes or no kind of thing as we go. As we go into the break, because this is the ultimate teaser. We started talking about coronavirus earlier, and we heard the story about how laser technology was used to treat inflammation and was successful in treating the inflammation in a woman's lungs who was suffering from, coronavirus. I'm just wondering, Tom, is it your hope? I'm just asking about your hope. Is it your hope that as you continue to develop this technology, one day you might be able to use this on treating not only coronavirus, but maybe other stuff as well, like cancer, for instance. People have swelling as a result of tumors and other things. Is it your hope that this kind of stuff could be used in those applications in the future?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. That was two words. I asked for a one-word answer, Tom. Come on, man. All right. And by the way, there really isn't a whole lot that's better than lighting a football stadium. But I'll give you that, if we're able to do some good things for people with coronavirus or cancer in the future, that's better than a football stadium. I'll give you that. All right. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Tom Kerber is our guest. He's a brother in Christ. He's worked a lot with groups like Galcom International to help develop technology for solar-powered radios and solar-powered audio Bibles that are given to people all over the world. He's a researcher, he's a scientist, and he's a brother in Christ. He's also an advertising partner on The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw on Saturdays on WDCX. But he lives right here in our listening area. He listens to NBL. He's in the Hamilton area, and what we're going to talk about when we return is how this technology might be used to treat cancer or coronavirus or other diseases in the future. We'll be back with more of NBL in just a moment. Don't go away. Our guest is Tom Kerber. He's in Hamilton, Ontario. He's a researcher, a brother in Christ, and we're talking about a fascinating subject here because it's how light may be used to treat various diseases, various ailments, inflammation, and other things in the future. You're talking about shining a light into a person's knee and being able to deal with knee inflammation. I've dealt with tons of knee pain in my life. That interested me. But let's talk, we don't have a lot of time, but let's talk specifically about like coronavirus, for instance. How do you imagine that this potentially could be used to treat coronavirus? It's not a cure, it's a treatment. What would you hope for?
Okay, I would hope for that this could go into the biggest affected group of people is in the seniors' homes. And there is, instead of them coming down with a lung condition, that pneumonia usually, and most people die because of inflammation on the lungs, and they're suffocate through pneumonia. And that's because of the inflammation. So anytime you can use something to reduce that inflammation, you're going to help that person. And that's what you played in that article. But what I would see is that the light technology that I've developed has the right wavelength to penetrate the lungs and reduce the inflammation on the lungs in seniors' homes so that people don't even have to go to the hospital because so they can treat their lungs. Somebody would oversee it, probably, and they would get in a half an hour, they'd treat their both lungs, and it helps them recover as opposed to being shipped off to a hospital to be on a ventilator.
Right.
And that's what that article pointed out, is that you could do that, and we have the technology. We just need the doors to open to start using this in seniors' homes and save a lot of seniors.
Tom, in the 1960s, I remember reading the newspaper and looking at the Dick Tracy cartoons. I don't know if they had those in Canada. But he was, you know, kind of like the James Bond, and he had this watch on his wrist where he could talk to people on his watch and see their faces. And I'm like, well, that's really cool, but that'll never happen. And today, we have that technology. That's exactly what FaceTime is, and people can talk on their watch, their smartphone, whatever they want. It's unbelievable what's come along. So what I'm wondering is, if you can kill coronavirus on a surface, in addition to just dealing with inflammation, is it possible? I guess anything's possible. If we can get to the moon and back and laser technology and everything else, is it possible down the road that the kind of stuff you're working on could be used to kill or cure coronavirus? It's just, I'm speculating here, because it sounds like it could. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And so definitely the two technologies, UVC for killing viruses on door handles and that kind of thing, is right now there. As a matter of fact, it was actually 50 years ago they used to have UVC in hospitals to kill the stuff in the air. So that is old, really old technology, except for the fact that now LEDs have been able to replace those bulbs, which are probably going to be eventually a lower cost solution. Okay. So that isn't real. Just like Star Trek, where the guy Bones would hold that light over the person, and immediately their scar tissue would start disappearing and heal their cut on their face or whatever.
Right.
That's really what we're talking about here with light, that we can speed up the healing much faster, reduce the healing time to half. So other forms of this is where we use a combination with a drug. So we activate a drug, and that can kill cancer. That has been known now for over 20 years, that light can activate a drug that kills cancer. And that there's been research done down by you guys.
University of Buffalo. University of Buffalo.
Yeah, but the other group that's works with the University of Buffalo, cancer.
Roswell Park?
Roswell Park,
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so I met up with them back about 15 years, but a lot of this stuff just stays in research. It never gets out of the doors of research, and that's unfortunate.
Well, who knows? Maybe there's a cancer researcher or somebody dealing with COVID treatment that could take something like this to the next level, because I know you've been doing research on things like cancer and how light might be used to treat it in the future. By the way, just a quick question here, but are we talking about like the cancer, the light would be used to shrink a tumor or eradicate a tumor, or could this kind of thing also be affected with like blood cancers and stuff? How do you see it being used potentially?
Yeah. Eventually, I think we could look at blood cancers, but right now there's not enough is in on that. But for tumors, we go back 15, 20 years ago already that we knew that like there was research that showed that we could deal with solid tumors and shrink them, and do that already with light and a particular safe. There's different versions of photosensitive drugs, but yes, as a matter of fact, up here right now, we got our first ever in Canada. One woman it's called a special access program, and it's a really hard thing to do. But it's the first time the government has allowed us to do a light treatment with a light on a person with stage 4 breast cancer, and activate the drug and kill the cancer. It's the first time that we've been able to be approved for this, and it's a very but. It's so much work to do this. This is not an approved normal thing. It's very difficult to do, but it works. It's it's just very frustrating.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say something here. Robbie Raw talks about all this all the time on her program, that like you can pay me now or pay me later. Either spend the money to join a fitness club and buy organic food and eat right now. And you say, well, that's expensive. Yeah, so is treating cancer. Like, down the road, you're going to pay one way or the other. And I'm this is me talking here, but big pharma, the people that make medications, really don't want people to get too healthy. They'd rather that you manage your sickness, like with, you know, insulin and stuff, if you've got type 2 diabetes and whatever. Why? Because they sell medications. They want you to be on medication because that's their business. They sell medications. If you get better and you don't need their stuff, then their market dries up. So, and any naturopath, you know, or chiropractor and others, dietitians, nutritionists and others will tell you that that not only is what I'm saying accurate, it is the way it is. And Tom, I'm just going to say that
unfortunately, there's an incentive for somebody to stay unwell.
Okay. So if you get to the point where with the light technology you're using, and it's been effective already to cure coronavirus or to definitely treat coronavirus patients with inflammation, to cure cancer or treat cancer, I'm guessing that you're not going to be well thought of in big pharma's world. I'm just going to go, and that there's going to be a pushback against this kind of technology because it's so potentially effective. Last thing, real quick, you know, I read from the article, 99% of coronavirus killed in 30 seconds, researchers at Tel Aviv University claimed in stuff that was later published in a medical journal and also appeared in the Jerusalem Post. When coronavirus first started here in the U.S., they were talking about, you know, maybe come in May or June, we're going to see less of it because it's going to be sunny out, it's going to be warm. There's a lot of talk about the value of vitamin D. That people, they're recognizing the people that do better dealing with coronavirus, if you've got it, are people that are not deficient in vitamin D. All that deals with stuff that is created in our body by light. So I'm just wondering what you'd have to say about that, because this is not off the beaten path in my mind, Tom. This is consistent with the kind of stuff we've heard in the past. Am I correct?
You are correct. God designed the sun in such a way that it creates a certain wavelength that we need to create the vitamin D on our bodies. Everybody needs vitamin D. It's one of the most powerful substances that our body needs to fight off cancer and to deal with the coronavirus. And there's all sorts of proof out there. So you need to get sunshine. Like, the easiest way is to get the natural form. So get out, exercise. You know, obviously, Robbie talks about that, exercise and getting outdoor. Maybe you're staying your 6 feet distance should do that, but get the sun, because you don't. 15 minutes in the sun creates an incredible amount of vitamin D in your body. So that is something that God designed way back when He created the universe.
Yeah, and may I interject that it's counterintuitive then to say just stay indoors so that you don't spread coronavirus. Well, I get that, but on the other hand, you're not getting vitamin D.
Well, so. why do you think that it happens to coincide with the fact that the wintertime we as Canadians tend to stay indoors more often, and then there's more flu and viruses, flu bugs and whatever,
right,
floating around, and how during the summertime we do a much better job of it because of one of the key factors here is vitamin D.
Sure.
Is production.
All right, last question because we're running out of time. Tom, you've been at work here for a long time. Best case scenario, what's your prayer for this thing? What I mean is, it's hard to get past big pharma. It's hard to get past government agencies and stuff. This kind of technology, though, is being developed, and it's incredibly. We just heard that news report earlier about how lasers are being used now to treat inflammation in the lungs. This, you know, LED kind of stuff you're talking about goes one step further, and it's way cheaper. So
yep.
What do you need to happen? Like, let's say that a cancer researcher is listening right now, or a doctor who treats patients with cancer, or a doctor who's got coronavirus, you know, all around him, wondering what in the world, works in an emergency room or somewhere else, and says, what are we going to do about this? And they want to know more. They want to connect somehow. I don't know if you have a setup or any. Is there any way for people to connect with you, Tom?
Yeah, so I'm working with University of Buffalo with Dr. Praveen Irani. He would love to work with other researchers and doctors, but we would need to get the state behind us so that the light could be used. We'd need to have we really need respirologists. In the case of COVID, we need respirologists, those that know how to deal with the lung and are interested in trying to look at other forms, that non-invasive forms, not involving drugs, just light, to speed up, to help their patients. And this is what we need. We need prayer, people to pray that we connect with the right people so that this can move forward, regardless of the opposition. Jericho was really, really big, heavy walls. But in God's hand, they're nothing.
Right.
And in God's hand, in this medical situation, this whole problem could be changed dramatically if we had people step up to the plate that love the Lord and want to see this change.
I know you said you're already working with the University of Buffalo. There may be other folks listening who are respirologists or experts in some field. Maybe you're an oncologist, and what we're talking about here has captured your attention. Tom, what's the best way to have our listeners connect with you? And by the way, anybody can email me, NBL, which is Neil Boron Live, NBL@WDCXradio.com, and I'll forward your stuff to Tom. I'll just send it along, if you want to connect with him somehow. But is there a better, do you have a phone number?
Yeah, post? I don't mind. There's two things that would be helpful to those out there. One is I do have a website that explains or shows some of the technology, and there's some testimonies on it. I start to be a proper with the U.S. government. I have a U.S. company in Buffalo now called Kerber USA. That's K-E-R-B-E-R USA, like Gerber Baby Foods, but with a K.
Mm-hmm.
KerberUSA.com. And on there, there's info. You can send an email to info@KerberUSA.com. We'll get an email to me.
Okay.
That would be one way. The other thing is, people are interested, is this real? Is this day of Star Trek real? They hold the light over somebody and they're going to start, walking across the room without pain. That's real. And there's a university initiative out of West Virginia that put a group of doctors and researchers have put up a website called PBM Foundation. So the whole term now of using only light, not the light in the drug, but the light only, is called PBM, or photobiomodulation foundation.
Okay.
.org. And on there, you will find other videos and other research information, and they're just compiling it yet. It's a brand new website, so they're going to be putting more and more research directions that you can follow research materials out there. And it's not hard to do a Google search for this new term. It's only been around for the last 2 or 3 years to try and incorporate really other forms of light than laser. So now it's called PBM, photobiomodulation. And if you do that search, and so let's say PBM and arthritis, and light, you could even put light therapy. All of a sudden you'll find a lot of research articles on that, why it works.
Okay, PBMFoundation.org. If you want to connect with Tom directly, it's Kerber, K-E-R-B-E-R, KerberUSA.com. The email is info@KerberUSA.com. That would work in both the U.S. or Canada, I would imagine. Info@KerberUSA.com. And if all else fails, if you forgot or whatever, connect with us. Just send an email to NBL@WDCXradio.com, and we'll connect you with Tom Kerber. But Lord, I pray for Tom and his continued research. I thank you for the incredible strides they've made in understanding how light, and by the way, Jesus, you are the light of the world, how light is being used to heal inflammation and disease. And Lord, we pray for an end to coronavirus. We pray for health and healing and recovery for those that are struggling with it, especially seniors in nursing homes and others. And Lord, people dealing with cancer and other things, who knows how all of this might be used. But I thank you for the incredible imagination and understanding you've given people like Tom Kerber, Lord, to deal with this kind of stuff. May the connections be made that will allow these trials and research to continue so that this could be brought mainstream. And Lord, we pray against anybody that would try to oppose something that can help and heal, whether it's a big pharma or anyone else. Lord, I would just pray for the doors to break open and for the walls of Jericho to fall down in your name, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what we pray. We pray for this to transpire in some way that will ultimately bring you glory. And I know Tom well enough to know that, Lord, when this happens, he'll be praising you to the highest heavens, letting people know that you are the one who has provided the information and the energy and the wherewithal to get to make this thing happen. So, Lord, we praise you right now in advance of all that you're going to do and are doing. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
And Father, too, I just thank you that your hand is on us, and I just pray you'd continue to guide our steps and connect us with the right people and those that love you, that want to change the situation in the world in this area of health and wellness. Father, you bring the right people together.
Yes, God.
And we give you, and we just thank you. You are a great God, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Tom, let's stay in touch. Listen for more on this to Robbie Raw and The Raw Truth Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WDCX. But, Tom, thanks for taking some time out of your busy day to join us here on MBL.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you. And God said, let there be light, and it is very good.
Amen.